All right, so today I would like to talk about making choices, and I want to read a chapter here in Genesis chapter 13. But before we start, I just want to tell you a little bit of what's going on here. So I'm going to be reading about Abram and Lot. And basically, what was going on is Lot's father had died, and so Abram was kind of his guardian. Abram was his uncle. And so they were traveling around together, and they ended up settling in Canaan here. And so that's kind of where the story starts. Abram, his uncle, and Lot were together here in Canaan. So we're going to start in verse 1 and read probably like 10 verses or so. Okay, so as I read through this, try to think about the different people in the story and think about the choices they were making, okay? Says, "And Abraham went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him into the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle and silver and in gold. And he went on his journeys from the south, even to Bethel, even unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents, and the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdsmen of Abram's cattle and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzites dwelled in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdsmen and thy herdsmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I'll go to the right. If thou depart to the right hand, then I'll go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. And then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other." So we see here basically, what was going on here is they settled down in the same area, and then they both had, looks like they had a lot of cattle, tents. They probably had a lot of people working for them. It says the land couldn't even hold them because there wasn't room there. So Abram said to Lot, We got to separate here a little. You go one way, I'll go the other way, and we'll move apart a little bit so we have enough room. And so Lot was fine with that, and it says he looked around and he saw a piece of land that he really liked. It said the plain of Jordan. And I imagine it was the nicest land around. It seemed like that was what he was looking for. And the plain would have been pretty flat, it would have been well watered. And so Lot chose him that. It says he chose the entire plain of the Jordan. And so that was what Lot chose, and I'll go ahead and read the last part of this chapter here. Starting in verse 12, it says, "Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And the Lord said unto Abram, After that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land, the length of it, and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. And then Abraham removed his tent, and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and there built there an altar unto the Lord." And so Abraham here did what he said he was going to as well. He moved away from Lot. And do you guys know what happened to Lot here? Basically, what happened is Sodom just continued doing what it was doing. There was a lot of really, really bad stuff going on there. And God ended up destroying it. And it was only through Abraham, or, well, later Abraham, but Abram here, that that Lot was even able to get saved. I think Abraham was kind of interceding for him and asking God if he could save Lot and his family. And God ended up doing that. But Lot lost everything else he had. And I wonder what Lot was looking for when he looked at that land, when he went around and looked at the land. It doesn't seem like he was really thinking about Abraham very much. Doesn't seem like he was thinking about his family or bringing his family to a wicked city like that. Seems like he was thinking more about convenience and a nice place to live. He would be on the plains. There was a city there. It was probably a more comfortable place to live. I don't know. Maybe he thought it didn't really matter that much to move to Sodom and live in that city. I don't know. But it was not a very good choice, I know that. And a lot of times for all of us, we might not think choices that come in front of us matter that much either. I think a lot of times for me, when I was younger especially, I didn't really think that much about choices that came up. I thought they were pretty small. They wouldn't really affect me much. But the reality is they do affect us quite a bit. And I'm sure Lot didn't think the choices that he made up to that, maybe selfish choices, maybe wanting something that he shouldn't have really put that high on his importance list. Maybe he didn't think that was that. Maybe he didn't think it mattered, but it really did affect his life, and he ended up losing everything. So you guys are all pretty young. I'm still pretty young too, but the choices you make are going to catch up with you eventually. And I think it's really good to think about those choices. I don't really know what ones you have, but maybe with friends you choose, or the things you decide to do with your friends. Maybe thinking about what other people want and how what you do affects other people. I don't really know what all the choices you're making, but it's important to think about how it's going to affect you later on. And so I guess if I want you to take one thing from here to remember, is that small choices that you make will turn into habits if you make them over and over again. And those habits will really, really affect your life. And I think in a way that's what happened to Lot, where he didn't really, maybe he didn't really think it was a terrible choice to move to Sodom, but it was a selfish choice in a way. And it wasn't very wise, and he ended up losing everything because of it. And so remember that those small choices, maybe small right now, will affect you in big ways later, and just try to think about that, okay? Thank you for your time. That's all I had.